Football is in full effect. Hockey is back. The NBA is back. And the cold weather is back. Cuffing season has finally arrived. Finding the right one for you can be tricky, but nobody knows more about dating a girl and completely ignoring their friends than Evan Kneisel. Give Evan a call at 248-882-1857.
It's the recap, State of the Union edition. I know I'm just as shocked that you are that we're back here, but I am a man of my word. The Motor City Hogs are at 500, so everybody's getting a recap. Shout out, Hold My Cannoli, taking one for the team, dropping to 4-6 after the loss. We'll get more into that as we go on. But first, let's start out top to bottom. The East is once again the more dominant division in the league. Currently at, let's see here, 15, 21, 26, 28 wins, while the West is at 22. So start out with the East. No shock here. Vita's face after going on the longest winning streak, one to start a season, two in the history of the league, eight wins in a row, but has dropped two recently. It's very shocking. He still leads the league in scoring at 1387.9, but he does have he's got the least points against, so 4-2 in the division. The two losses coming against the Motor City Hogs in week 9, and in the most shocking turn of events I've ever seen, probably the biggest upset in the history of the league, Fetus Face 8-1 drops to last place at 1-8. I mean, it was incredible. I've never seen anything like it. For Gindy to rattle off, I think he's got two wins in a row. No, he did. He did win one. I believe it was against Kyle. I could be wrong, but we'll get more into that. Let's stay focused on Fetus Face for right now. I mean, what do you got to say about the boy? 8-0, back to back weeks of losing, but I mean, he put up 121 against the Hogs and a 111 against last place. It was a brutal loss to last place. He needed 7 points heading into the Monday night game. And just came up short after AJ Brown got injured on like the second play of the game. It was brutal to see. You never want to see somebody lose that way, but I'm sure Gindy was jumping up and down for joy, as he's just trying to ruin seasons at this point. It is very impressive. I think, Brennan is the, favorite to win the league at the moment, but as we all know, through four seasons, the best team in the regular season never really wins. Joe Burrow, fifth-ranked quarterback, wasn't really a hog, not hog material. But, I mean, very solid, very solid. He's good for Brennan, I guess, in certain points. He's got a really good team. I don't know. D-Hop has been, I think, the best wide receiver in football since he's come back off suspension. AJ Brown is a top 10 wide receiver. He's got the number one tight end, Travis Kelce, averaging 20.8 a game, by the way. Travis Kelce, 20.8 a game. McCaffrey at running back, very solid. He's been sensational on the 49ers since he's gotten over there. Leonard Fournette, another top 10 running back. Jalen Waddle, another top 10 wide receiver. His bench is relatively weak, though. A.J. Dillon, who sucks. And Romeo Dobbs, who I don't even know why he is taking up a roster spot. His backup tight end is Taysom Hill, who's sixth, but Honestly, he had one good game. I have not heard from him since. The biggest addition is Jeff Wilson Jr., who I think is actually going to be really fucking good moving forward in Miami. So, yeah, I mean, Fetus's team is good. There's no way around it. Jacoby Myers is getting a start this week. That is purely because Waddle is on bye. He's got two top 10 receivers. He's got DeAndre Hopkins, who is averaging 21.9 at the moment. He's got James Robinson, which we'll have to wait and see on that one. He should be spearheading the Jets' backfield, but against New England this week, second-ranked rushing defense, I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see. His team is built for the playoffs, too. I don't think any of these teams are really solidified as... well, Travis Kelce, we don't know. I don't think the Chiefs really bench their starters. We'll have to wait and see with that. Fetus Face, 8-2, currently best team in the league. Hot on his tail, though. Only one game behind. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me go ahead, look back. I reached out to Brennan after the back-to-back losses and asked him, you know, if there was any comment. He just said, tough games, but those losers needed the wins more than I did. The only thing I would disagree with is that Gindy did not need that win at all. Hogs, most definitely. But yeah, Gindy did not need that win at all. I would actually say that Brennan needed that win a lot more because fucking Burt is hot on his tail. Six games in a row, sitting at 7-3. He was 1-3 at one point, and he's rattled off six wins in a row. He's now the second highest scoring team in the league. He's 3-3 in the division. I can't believe Burt's team is this good. Lamar Jackson, sixth-ranked quarterback. Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs being the sixth-ranked running back is astonishing because he fucking sucked last year. He's been up and down. I can't believe he hasn't gotten injured at this point. That is not a jinx. He's been really good this year. He's had three 30-point games. He just rattled off a 20-point game. Justin Jefferson's been the best wide receiver in football. Maybe not the best in fantasy, but easily the best wide receiver in football. The actual best wide receiver in fantasy is also on Bird's team, Tyreek Hill. He's got 1-3 at wide receivers, and he's got the sixth best running back. Miles Sanders is the 19th best running back. Who knows? Tony Pollard, God, man, if Zeke goes down, honestly, Tony Pollard should be the starting running back in Dallas. I don't know. It's ridiculous that they still give Zeke the ball at all. Guy is a tub of goo at this point. Doesn't have any explosiveness. Tony Pollard should be the starter there. So, I mean, Burt's got serviceable RB2s. His flex is also James Conner, who I would say is up and down. Who knows with him? Dalton Schultz is back now. Terry McLaurin is also on his team. 13th best wide receiver. He's got two top fives and a top 15. I mean, his wide receiver core, we laughed at the beginning of the season, but his wide receiver core is very, very good. Burt is hot on the tail. I wouldn't be surprised if something ended up happening. Let's see. Does Burt face off against Brennan? Not this week. He's got JD this week. But he does face Brennan the week after, so who knows? I mean, if Brennan, who has Travis, who is, we'll get to him in a second, but if both these teams are able to win, which they should, we'll get a huge matchup in week 12. I unfortunately had to reach out to Bert and get a comment. He sent me a novel. I told you this was coming way back when you asked me for a comment when I fell to 1-3. My team has some dogs. That is DAWGS, all caps. The Border Tribe is strong. I just got everyone's absolute best shot at the start of the season. My team is just humming right now. Love all the pieces I have. And there was no way Trav was going to beat me this week of the new Black Panther movie release. Too many Wakandan vibes. to even have a chance. And then he texted me several hours later, oh, and JD's team is garbage, per usual, excited to cruise to another dub against him this week and continue to dominate this rivalry. Big words, but I don't think he's wrong about anything that he said in there. Frank Lee. Frank Lee is on a downslope at the moment. Tremendous downslope. He's still the third highest scoring team in the league, but he's on a three-game losing streak. I don't know what direction this team is heading in. It's kind of tough. Josh Allen had the elbow scare last week, but he seemed to be good. He's going against a pretty shitty Cleveland Browns team right now. Austin Eckler is the best running back in fantasy football? That can't be right. Are you kidding? I feel like he's stunk. Wow, no, he's actually been sensational. I went way under my radar. Good for you, Trev. Damian Pierce is looking like a rookie of the year. He's got number 1, number 13, number 8 in CeeDee Lamb. That's shocking. How is CeeDee Lamb the 8th best wide receiver? Holy shit, he had 38 points last week. That just comes to show you how out of tune I am this year. Michael Pittman at 17. I can't... God, that doesn't make any sense. How is Michael Pittman 17? He's got Sam Ehlinger throwing to him for the last couple of weeks. God, that doesn't compute. Antonio Gibson, the 17th best running back. This team doesn't feel like a 6-4 team. Well, it was at one point, what, a 6-1 team? God, Trev was 6-1? 3-game losing streak? Yeesh. Jerry Jeudy out. Devontae Smith is on the bench right now. That's kind of interesting. Chris Olave. Hey, Chris Olave. Should have given him up. Should have given up Nick Chubb to get Chris Olave. I mean, the guy is so good. 7, 13.1, 10.2. He had a 4-game stretch where he was rattling off some decent numbers, but damn, I really missed out on that one. Cordell Patterson's back as well, so I don't know. Maybe Trav's team starts to pick up here. He's also got Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney might be sneaky good for the rest of the season. Who knows? Juju got absolutely knocked unconscious last week. Mecole Hardman's dealing with injury issues. I feel like Kadarius Toney is going to fit really well in that offense. He's a little speed demon, so. Who knows? But Trav, he doesn't have an easy schedule. He does not have an easy schedule. He's got Brennan this week, me next week, and he's got two layups, two of the most important games of the season, and he's got Gindy followed by Kyle. My God. He's got to win. He probably has to. I mean, he could beat Brennan this week. I don't love his chances. He very well could beat me next week. That's going to be a huge game for a wild card spot. But then he's got, honestly, two of the easiest games he could ever imagine against Gindy and Kyle. I mean, that is just a gift. That is an absolute gift for Trav. Congratulations, Trav. The reason we're here right now, Motor City Hogs are now 5-5. I think I'm on a 3-game win streak. How about that? 3-2 in the division. Trav is also 3-2 in the division. Forgot to mention that. My team is just a pish-posh of random people. Travis Etienne is been all right. Swift, I hate his guts. Ramondre Stevenson, what a pick by me, if I'm being completely honest. Whoever picked Damian Harris, fuck you. Absolute dunce. It was Stevenson all along. I'm hoping that George Pickens actually comes out of the rafters. He's had two somewhat decent games. He had a goose egg against Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, but 18.1 against Miami, 14.5 last week in the flex position. Against New Orleans, very solid. My tight end just went down, Dallas Goedert, which is soul crushing. So now I have to start Greg Dulcich out of Denver. This guy looks like a fucking loser. So I'm not excited about that quarterback situation. You know, maybe I should have held on to Joe Burrow. History is, you know, revisionist history, or you know, Chris Godwin has been, I don't know, fine. Let's get to just the best move I could have made possibly since joining the Hogs. I'm pretty sure Davante Adams has been the highest scoring player in fantasy. He had 36.6 in week 9 and 27.6 in week 10. We'll get to Kevin in a little bit, but I'm fairly certain that he's outscored Nick Chubb by quite a bit. He's now the 5th best wide receiver. I got him when he was the 9th best wide receiver. Everybody laughed when I said that he was a big name. It shows that some of you are fucking retards in this league and don't know football. So I'm just going to bask in that for a second. It feels really good knowing that I know football better than a lot of you, honestly. You know, my record may not reflect that, but I've been fucked over numerous times this season. So, yeah, eat my shorts to anybody that laughed at that trade. JD in particular, you fuckwad. I don't like my chances of getting in. 5-5, I would need to cling on to that last spot. I would need Trav to lose to Brennan. I would need to beat Trav, but then I have Bert, who's been an absolute wagon, and Kevin, who's not been great, but something tells me I won't win that one because Kevin just always seems to win against me. So don't love my chances. I'm hoping for a positive record so I can have 5 straight years of having a positive record above 500. That's what I'm shooting for this year. Been up and down all season. I went 1-1, 2-2, 2-5, 5-5. It's very shocking. I don't want to spend too much time on Gindy's team. His team is not great. Although, I will say, the kid's been fucking lighting it up recently. I'm sorry, I just looked at his recent games, and he lit it up in week 8 against Kyle. He scored 169.04. I could be wrong. That actually might be the season high in points, which actually would be so funny. But then he scored 79 the next week against Bert and 117 in the win against Fetus, which if A.J. Brown doesn't get injured, I think that's a loss. So, love this team. What's not to love? Dak Prescott is your quarterback. Deontay Foreman, up and down, but not bad. Is his RB2. Dalvin Cook is RB1. That's fine. I mean, he's the 11th best running back in the league. He's currently, this is not his usual lineup, but I just fucking love this. He's got Debo and Ayuk in the starting lineup this week. He's starting both San Francisco wide receivers. Love it. Hopefully Jimmy G throws for 500 yards. Doubt it, but hopefully. Njoku is back, it looks like, which is huge. Allen Robinson, a wide receiver in the flex, I mean. That could be really good now that Kupp's out, but Stafford doesn't have a line, so he's useless. And I'm rooting against him now. We want the draft pick. We want the draft pick as high as possible. Mike Evans on the bench, up and down. Good games here, good games there. Nothing crazy. Tyler Lockett, 10th best. His wide receiver core isn't terrible. I mean, Lockett and Evans. Yeah. You know, I reached out to a comment for a comment from Gindy about his huge upset win. And he said, no comment, trying to ruin seasons. So I would not be shocked if he ruined one this week and he beats me. At least I'm pretty sure we're playing each other. Yeah. Would not be shocked at all. So that's the East. That's the East currently. In just the most typical fashion, the East is holding two out of three, I'm sorry, both wild card spots. They're holding both wild card spots. Three out of four teams in the playoffs would be East teams currently. Let's see how many times that's happened. Actually, West did it for the first time last year. They had three teams. And then the year before that, it was three out of four teams of the East. The year before that, it was two teams split even. And then the year before that, it was two teams split. Oh, wow. All right. That's my bad, fellas. I thought we had a lot more seasons where the East sent three teams and the West sent one team. But I guess I was wrong. We've only had one and the West has had one. So good for you guys. Good for you guys. It's also important to note that the 1 year that the East did send three teams out of was the year that Gindy and Burt both went 10-3. I went 9-4. Bono limped into the playoffs with an 8-5 record and then just shat all over everybody and fucking murked everybody and went on to win the league. Last year when the West sent three teams, Kevin ended up winning. Which, yeah, no, he wasn't even the best team. I think he might have had the most points for last year, but he was not the best team, didn't have the best record. So, curse lives on. Before we jump into the West, it's also important to note that we had the three weeks in a row where it was East versus West, weeks 6, 7, and 8, and the East went 10-5 in those 3 weeks. So once again, we're just better than you guys. It's plain and simple. You guys have absolutely nothing on us. The West. Currently leading the division is double champ. On a 2-game win streak. Congratulations, Kevin. Followed by him is comeback season right on the tail. It's incredible that Bob is 5-1 in the division, 2-game win streak, tied for the division title at the moment, but has been buried by everybody, including myself, for a fraudulent team. And in those two games, he did put up 150 plus both times. I mean, something's happening with that team right now. Hold my cannoli at 4-6. Yeah, Bono's team is Bono's team. Oh, so funny. So funny. JD's team is on a 5-game skid. He started 4-1. He's now 4-6. His team fucking sucks. He's now, I think, 8th in points four. Is that right? Yes, that's right. He's 8th in points four. Only behind Gindy and Kyle. He's only got a 70-point lead on Gindy right now, which is so funny. It's so funny. An absolute collapse. Last but not least, except in this case, he's always last and least, Kyle O'Gray, sitting dead last, now losing the points four battle with Gindy at 2-8. We'll get to him. 4-game losing streak currently. Double champ. Kevin's team has taken numerous forms this season, but one thing has remained, his MVP, most likely, Jalen Hurts, third best quarterback in the league. New addition, Nick Chubb, coming over from the Hogs, put up 15.1 in his debut. Kamara, up and down, 14th best running back, not bad, but up and down season. He's put back-to-back under 10-point performances. Up on the board recently. Cortland Sutton, I actually forgot he was on my team. He fucking sucks. He is terrible. Listen, before this past week, his first game with Double Champ was 12.6. 11 targets, 6 catches. So, not the end of the world. But before that, 3.4, 5.3, 2.3. He stinks. He stinks out loud. Cole Kmet getting the start at tight end. Huge game last week against the Lions. He won't put up that kind of numbers again. Joe Mixon in at the flex. So Kevin's team usually built the same way every which way. It's all based on running backs. He's got 4, 14, and 7. So two top 10 and a third in the top 15. Amon-Ra, if Amon-Ra is back, then his team's going to be good. His team is going to be good. He's got Mostert on bye. That's another running back that actually might be really good. And Jamar Chase, who is currently out. I don't know when he's going to come back. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. So who knows? But he'll obviously replace Cortland Sutton. And then that team is going to be stacked. That team is going to be ready for the playoffs. Better hope and pray that nobody else gets injured, because that team has got a very short bench. Extremely short bench. The points have been suffering a little bit for Kevin recently. He's on a two-game win streak. Two out of the last four, he's put up less than 110. He did have a 134 loss against... Oh, wow, 187.92. All right, that's definitely the season high. 134.3, and then the next week against Trav, he put up 148.32. So, you know, who knows? It comes and goes. He's got Kyle this week, so he'll probably extend that lead out. Then Bono, and then comeback season, which will be a huge game in week 13. Very excited for that. And then the Hogs. The Hogs to wrap the season up. Should be interesting. We'll have to see how it goes. Comeback season. 6-4, written off by the entire league. Saquon is obviously a huge part of his team. But Justin Fields has been insane as of recent. Last four games, 23.36, pretty good, not bad, right? That's against New England. So, I mean, that's very impressive. 26.4 against Dallas. Again, another very good defense. 42.72 against Miami. That's with 123 passing yards. Guy had 3 passing touchdowns, 178 rushing yards, and a touchdown. And then, of course, last week, 39.38. This was the easiest start of all time. You knew Justin Fields was going to run all over us. 13 carries, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground, 2 touchdowns through the air. But all of that comes with a loss. So, who cares? Jonathan Taylor, if he's back, last game was 24.3. Jeff Saturday, now the head coach, they're going to get back to running the ball. That's going to be huge. And he's got Aaron Jones, too, who's the 8th best running back, coming off a 23.6 game. And I got a feeling that Green Bay is going to start running the ball a lot more, too. Wide receivers, not great. Not the best. Christian Kirk has had a very good season. I've had to eat my words about that contract signing and how ridiculous it was at the time. But Gabe Davis, that is a shooting star. Sometimes you catch it, sometimes you don't. Mike Williams. Mike Williams stinks. Pat Freiermuth is his tight end, which is a top 10 tight end, which is kind of shocking. Number one overall defense in the New England Patriots. That's very solid. Trav knows all about that. I don't know if Bob's team... I mean, he's very similar to Kevin right now. He's got an MVP-type quarterback, 3 running backs that could easily put up 20 points a week. Not the best wide receivers. Kevin's wide receivers are much better, I would say. Deontay Johnson kind of stinks. Juju is up and down, and he got concussed last week. Concussed. Absolutely demolished last week. I apologize. I forgot to read Kevin's comment as well. Kevin had a very short comment when I asked him about Bob breathing down his neck, and he just said, "Fuck with me." I did ask Bob you know, I asked him for a comment on how this league buried him in the first half of the season. He said, fuck the Warrior Tribe and Travis's minions. I trusted the process. Back-to-back 150 bombs. 2-0 versus the fucking tree. Need to win the next two tough matchups in 13 and 14. Not worry, Jay Fields, dog. Tom was my weakness all season. Such a fleece. The guy's 4-6. Loser. I feel like he's talking about JD. Let's take a quick look at Bob's schedule before we move on to the next one. He's got Cannoli this week. Should be interesting. Gindy the following week. Oh, wow. He does have two tough matchups. He's going to be playing Kevin, like we mentioned, week 13. That should be interesting. And then he's got Fetus to close the season out. That's going to be a huge game. See if Bob can get him, one, get into the playoffs, two, win the division maybe. Who knows? Very exciting stuff coming out of Bob's camp. Oh, my Cannoli. I don't really want to talk about Bono's team, mainly because I feel like, you know, he's 4-6. There hasn't really been anything interesting with his team recently. He's 2-2 in the last four. I mean, props to him for kind of battling back. He was 1-4 at one point. So, I mean, what is he? I mean, He's 3-2 since the 1-4 start, so who really fucking cares? He's got Mahomes, who's the best quarterback in fantasy football. He's got Kenneth Walker, who's really good. Stephon Diggs, second best wide receiver. Can you not? All right. Sorry about that. Drake London and Kyle Pitts stink. Claypool stinks. Keenan Allen, fully convinced he's dead. Breece Hall, who's been on IR for several weeks now, is still on Bono's roster. Can easily just put him in IR. CEH, 25th. I haven't heard his name in a long time. Jesus Christ. All right, come on. Robert Woods, why is he still on your roster, Bono? He's got two kickers on there. Yeah, his team, Keenan Allen, like I said, presumably dead at the moment. Najee Harris, horrible. He's been terrible all year. Remember when he said that he was playing with a steel toe or a steel thing at the tip of his shoe and he took it out like 2 weeks ago? First round draft pick. Wow. And everybody thought he was going to be good because he removed the steel plate or whatever it was out of his shoe and he still stunk. Can he play spoiler to anybody? He's got Bob this week and then Kevin next week. Should be interesting. And he's got Bert in week 14. He's got JD in week 13, but who cares? His team stinks. I mean, maybe Bert. Who knows? I don't see anybody beating Bert at the moment. JD's team has completely plummeted off the face of the earth. It's atrocious. It's hilarious. He's starting a loser at quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. Derrick Henry, 8.7 this past week. Against Denver's defense, who's good. But JD did send me a text message saying how Derrick Henry's been the number one running back in football since like week two after I traded him. So it was bound to happen. His Starting wide receivers are not very good. T. Higgins, Amari Cooper, DJ Moore fucking blows. He's one good player. He's one of two good players. Cooper Kupp is now on IR. He's going to miss 4 weeks. His season's done. His team is so bad. Brandon Cooks, wow, how is he the 50th? Wow. 50th wide receiver, Brandon Cooks. I feel like he's had actually a somewhat decent year, but he really hasn't. He's had one good game, maybe two. Damian Harris, like I said, he's lost his job. He stinks. Michael Carter stinks. They had to bring in another running back instead of giving him the nod. That's kind of funny. Devin Duvernay is on his team. Oh, yikes. Yikes, JD. How the mighty have fallen. Terrible team all around. We got to talk about this past week with JD. He scored 58.1. Not even Gindy or Kyle have done that this season. 58.1 is remarkably close to 55. It's probably the second lowest point total in league history with somebody actually trying to set their lineup. He did start Matthew Stafford. It did not come out until maybe midway through the 1 o'clock games that Stafford was not going to play, so I understand that. Could have picked up John Warford. Yeah, could have dropped anybody, basically. Also, Aaron Rodgers was playing at 4 o'clock, who was on his bench. Would have made a difference. Yeah, man, I mean, 58.1. He had one player in double digits. That was Devin Singletary. Not even Derrick Henry. Cooper Kupp obviously got injured very early in that game. Amari Cooper stunk. Dawson Knox actually had 9.7. DJ Moore stinks. I mean, 58.1, I almost don't want to make fun of it because it's so bad. Like, you really have to try to get that low. I reached out to JD for a comment about 58.1, and he just said, I have a tiny ass dick. What else can I say? So, sorry, JD. I'm rooting for you, man. Or at least I was. Not anymore. The way that you've led this franchise into the abyss is disheartening, to be completely honest. Kyle, I think, had two players not playing. He had Zeke, and his kicker was on bye. And he still scored more points than JD. Kyle's team stinks. He's probably going to finish dead last once again. This will be the third time in 5 years that Kyle finishes dead last. I asked him why he didn't set his lineup. He said it wouldn't have made a difference, which is true. But yeah, it seems like Kyle has checked out completely. I'm sure he will be back next year saying that it's his year. It is very disheartening that he's having this kind of season after making the playoffs last year. His team stinks all around. All around. Well, that's the state of every team in the league currently. The current playoff projections, standings. Let's take a look. Obviously, Fetus Face is in at 8-2, winning the East, double champ, in at 6-4. The third seed would be going to Bert, obviously, at 7-3. Trav has the tiebreaker over Bob at 6-4. How this will shake up, I have no idea. I would say that there's maybe one other team in the running, and that would be the Hogs. They basically have to win out. Well, yeah, I would probably say they have to win out. or at least 3-1 down the line. It's going to be interesting. I doubt the Hogs get in. I think Bob does have a good shot at making the playoffs, even if he does not win the division title. I don't know. Trav's team is kind of reeling right now. I don't think he gives too much of a fuck about the league anymore. He's been extremely quiet these last couple of weeks, which is very unlike him. He's usually a lot louder, like he was at the beginning of the season. Looking at the final ESPN standing projections, let's look back at where everybody was at the start of the season, right? They had a dead last, the Motor City Hogs, which is laughable, as I will never finish dead last in this league, not even remotely close. I'll give you the updated projections now. They had the Hogs finishing sixth, which completely fair. They had Double Champ finishing in ninth. He's now bumped up to fourth. Again, laughable that they would think that Kevin would come in ninth place in this league, considering that he just always seems to win. Our first downslope comes with Kylo Gray, who was projected eighth, fair. He's now projected 10th, fair. After that, comeback season, Bob was projected 7th. He's now jumped up to 5th, which I could see happening, absolutely. Last place was projected 6th when the season started. He's jumped all the way down to 9th. Completely reasonable. The Wakandan Border Tribe was projected at 5th. They've now jumped all the way up to 1, projected to win this league. My God, my life would be over. I think we would collapse the league if Burt won again, because I wouldn't be able to deal with it. Fourth place was Fetus Face, who's now jumped up to 2. He obviously was at one point 1. Hold My Cannoli was originally 3. He's now jumped all the way back down to 7th. The biggest jump is I Love Bozeman More Than Burt, who was originally projected to finish 2nd. He's now projected to finish 8th. Very typical of JD. He's had one playoff appearance, and that was the first year we started. He hasn't sniffed it since. He's honestly probably been the second worst, consistently the second worst team in the league behind Kyle, or in front of Kyle. And then Frank Lee, who was projected to finish 1st, is now projected to finish 3rd, which I think is also very possible. Let's look at some of the players that have been doing really good this year. You know, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is the first-ranked quarterback. He's been sensational this year. It's going to waste on Bono's team, unfortunately. In running backs, Austin Eckler has carried Trav to a 6-4 record. McCaffrey, Barkley, Chubb is still 4th. Derrick Henry's 5th. So if you're keeping track, JD fleeced me for a worse running back. Josh Jacobs, 6th. Who's got the highest tandem? Double Champ. Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon. Wide receivers, obviously Burt has the best tandem at the moment. He's got 1-3, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson. Bono slipped in there. JD has Cooper Kupp. That's funny. He's now on IR. Devontae Adams. That's funny. You guys all laughed at me when I traded for him. Tight end-wise, we already went over it. Travis Kelce's number 1. He's really good. Zach Ertz is on waivers, ladies and gentlemen. He's the 3rd-best tight end. He's out at the moment, but 3rd-best tight end. Patriots defense, number 1. Don't care about the rest. Number 1 kicker in the league, Jason Myers, is on the block. You can pick him up. He's on bye this week, but you can pick him up if you wanted. I think this is Kyle's first appearance, just looking at, you know, roughly top 10. Justin Tucker, second best kicker in the league. Congratulations, Kyle. That's a big win. Young Hoku is the ninth best kicker in the league, in case you guys were wondering. You know what? Here's my predictions for how this season's going to play out. I think Brennan's going to drop another one. I think Burt's going to win out. I think Burt will take the division. Brennan will obviously get the first wild card. I'm going to pick Bob to win the division in the West. I like the story there. Kevin's won too much as it is. In terms of the last wild card, it really would come down to Travis and Kevin. And I'm going to give it to Kevin. I think Kevin would take it over Trav. I don't know. Trav does have those two layups. I'm going to change my answer. I think Trav will get that last one. He might lose the next two games, but he could finish 8-6 very easily. He wins one, he's finishing 9-5. Because he's not losing to Guindy. Well, I don't know. Guindy's playing spoiler right now, so who knows. But he's not losing to Kyle. So, I mean, there's a guaranteed one. He'll slip at least one more out of those next three games. So he could finish 8-6. Kev, I don't know. Who knows with Kevin? He's got a good team, though, so who knows. It's going to come down. I think, obviously, Burt and Brennan are going to the playoffs. That's a lock at this point. In terms of who gets the seeding, will be interesting, but that's a lock. I don't know. Those last three are so interchangeable. They're all 6-4. Obviously, Kevin or Bob is going to go. I think it's going to be Bob. His team seems to be getting hot. Although, I don't know. Maybe it will be Kevin. It's tough to figure out. Did I read everybody's comment? Kyle's, yeah, he said, wouldn't have mattered. JD said he's got a tiny-ass dick. I thought that was so weird. Trav and Bono had no responses. Extremely odd that Trav didn't have a response. It's not like him to be quiet. I'm sure we'll get an earful if he does make the playoffs, so. It would be a great bounce back for Trav. He's had back-to-back bad seasons. I would love to see him make the playoffs. Well, that's it. That's the recap. If I win this week, I will keep doing them. If I lose, I'm back to not doing them. All right. Bye.
Nothing beats the excitement of the approaching NFL season and everything that comes with it. Betting, beers with the boys, and most importantly, fantasy football. It's hard to beat. And so is the depression that comes with it when your team ends up 1-3 after the first 4 weeks. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 800-273-8255.